Well, the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the policymaking arm of the Federal Reserve, is scheduled to reconvene in a short time on the 20th and 21st of March. We're talking a little over 3 weeks from right now. And at that meeting, they will decide whether to change interest rates. They control short-term rates, so they'll focus on the federal funds rate, the daily rate that banks use for lending to one another in their reserve accounts at the Federal Reserve. All the member banks have a reserve account. They have to balance that at the end of every day to balance out with their deposits and their percentage requirements on deposit at the Fed. And Federal Reserve officials are already indicating that the economy is ready for higher interest rates. In fact, they recently published the minutes of the January Federal Open Market Committee meeting. And in those minutes, it is clear that the members of the Federal Open Market Committee are looking for higher rates. And another interest rate increase at the March meeting on the 20th and 21st looks like a slam dunk right now, unless something extraordinary happens. It looks like it's baked in the cake. And if they do that, the new rate will be 1.5 to 1.75 on federal funds. And you will see that in higher CD and money market rates if and when that announcement is made, and it appears certain based on what we're looking at. Now, in the minutes of the recent meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee officials talked about stronger economic data that we have seen and used that as a basis for raising rates. In fact, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, Loretta Mester, said this, and I'll quote, "If the economy evolves as I anticipate, further increases in interest rates this year and next year will be appropriate," unquote. That from Loretta Mester, Cleveland Fed Bank president. And this is the mindset that we're seeing now on the Federal Open Market Committee. Now, if we have six rate increases, six more, we've had five, if we have six more through next year, and we're expecting three or four this year, plus continuation of that policy next year if the economy is growing, then the federal funds rate, with six more increases into next year, will get close to 3%. It'll be very, very close to 3%. And if that happens, that'll be an entirely different world for short-term money compared to those many, many years where the rate was near zero. And that is going to mean that you are going to see higher money market fund rates, you are going to see higher CD rates as this process unfolds, just as you've already started to see increases in money funds and CD rates as a result of the five increases we've had so far. Another thing that came out from the minutes of the meeting is that there is now a suggestion that the Federal Reserve may be raising interest rates to a level higher than the financial markets currently expect. And one factor that is a tailwind right now for inflation, which is the critical variable in all of this, the Fed's assessment of inflation expectations and inflation, that's the key here. That's the engine of what's going on here. And certainly a tailwind for inflation is what's going on with the declining value of the U.S. dollar. The dollar has been dropping for over a year now. It's down close to 15% since the beginning of 2017. And this puts upward pressure on inflation because a lower dollar translates into higher prices for imported goods. We pay more for imports when the dollar is weak. And, of course, the U.S. absorbs a tremendous volume of imports. So we look for inflation data because it's the key ingredient to Fed policy. And when we look at inflation data, we certainly look at wage inflation as one of the most important factors in terms of what's going to happen to inflation. Look what happened on the 2nd of February when the market took a tumble, which wound up near the 10% level, 10.1% level on a closing basis. Why? Because there was a report in the labor figures from the Labor Department on that date that wage increases for management and supervisory personnel were approaching 4% year over year, annual basis. And so that shook everybody up in the investment community, and the market took a roaring tumble over a period of several days. That was the tumble that took the S&P 500 from a close of 2872 to a close of 2581. It was almost in the blink of an eye. It was a matter of days, several days, where that happened. And the reason it happened was because people were spooked by that inflation figure. And that's the reason we watch these inflation figures, because they tell us a lot about how investors will respond. And, of course, some people say, well, you know, 2% inflation, we can live with 2% inflation. And right now we don't have much choice because the Federal Reserve has established 2% as the inflation goal. But, you know, the purchasing power of your money is cut in half in 36 years. With 2% inflation. That means $100 today is worth only $50 in purchasing power after 36 years of 2% inflation. This is something that is rarely mentioned by anyone on the government side because most voters don't want to hear that their purchasing power is declining that way. So we look to the Federal Open Market Committee meeting coming up on March 20 and March 21. And because this is the last month of a calendar quarter, we are going to have a media conference hosted by Jerome Powell, who is the new Fed chair. And this will be the first time that we've had the opportunity to see Jerome Powell conduct one of these media situations. He has a lot of experience. He should be able to handle it well, but it'll be his first one. But we don't have to wait for that to see Jerome Powell, because Jerome Powell will be before members of Congress this Tuesday. On Tuesday morning, he will go to Capitol Hill to report to members of Congress and to answer questions as well from members of Congress on the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday, and then he'll make another trip up later in the week to speak to other members of Congress. And it'll be interesting, because it'll be interesting to see whether we're going to be looking at something here that we really haven't seen before, which is Jerome Powell, the new Fed chair, possibly having to answer questions about the new quantitative tightening program that started in the fourth quarter of last year. Now, it started small, but it's going to get big quick. It'll be up to a $600 billion annual rate by the fourth quarter of this year, and it's already on the increase. And what that does is that takes securities that are sitting on the balance sheet at the Federal Reserve, and it redeems them as they come due and puts them back into the market, where other buyers have to step forward at whatever interest rate they're comfortable with and bid for the securities. And what will be interesting in the Jerome Powell trip up to Capitol Hill on Tuesday is whether any of the committee members will ask about what a lot of people are starting to look at, which is the upcoming tsunami of Treasury supply. We are now looking at record-breaking Treasury supply coming on stream over the next several quarters. We're going to have quantitative tightening supply at a $600 billion annual rate by the fourth quarter. And when we get into the fourth calendar quarter, we'll be in the beginning of the new fiscal year federally, where the deficit is now projected to exceed $1 trillion. I know we're at full employment. I know the economy has been growing for years. And I know we should be working to a balanced budget. We're doing the opposite. So all of this supply, approaching $2 trillion in the 2019 fiscal year, all of this supply will be coming on the market looking for buyers. And that's certainly going to be something that interest rates will have to deal with. Because with that level of supply, it should be interesting. And by the way, on that subject, the Treasury, which has a long history of missed opportunities going way back, missed another one. They missed a golden opportunity to issue 50-year bonds, which we've talked about on Money Talk for a long time when rates were down, to issue 50-year bonds at low rates. They could have sold a 50-year treasury in 2016 at a rate below 2%. Think about it. They could have locked it in for 50 years. Not anymore. That opportunity is gone. 30-year treasuries are around 3.16. 10-year treasuries right now are close to 2.9. And another opportunity lost by the Treasury. Just another fiscal mistake by your Uncle Sam. Nothing new there.